Hello, DTL World. We're back. This is Coach Shaken Blake of the Mighty Fremont Tarzans, and I'm here with Iowa Banker of Mesa. How we doing today?
Hey, Coach, doing well. Getting ready to talk a little bit about the Figueroa group.
We'll go figure out. I'm glad you had the first attempt at it, because despite him being in my conference for 4 seasons, I actually didn't know his name. But we nicknamed him Figgy.
Okay. Well, JS Cheese may be rolling his eyes at my attempt to pronounce his name, but that's my best shot. Cool.
As a Conference 27 mate, I am glad Figgy is gone, and I'm guessing Reno is sad, very sad. But he's got a solid squad here, anyways. He's 2-1 this year, +8. Had a weird loss to a Pueblo team, but we'll get there later. We got Yuma, who is 1-2 and -12. Hot Springs at 1-2 and -14, and then Idaho Falls at 0-3 and -55. So we can start Reno here. Initial run of these guys.
Yeah, so Reno, like I said, it's a group that still is a little bit more up for grabs, maybe than the first two we talked about. They've got a one game lead, but not a commanding lead. So you look at their schedule. So first two games were in pool and won both of those in competitive games with Hot Springs and Yuma. And then, as you mentioned, a little bit of a surprising loss to a Pueblo team. Again, not a bad team at all, but given Reno's got a top 10 level of talent in the league, one of the more talented teams in the league, still probably a little bit of a surprise. And then you look at next week, they still have Idaho Falls in the pool, and they have Odessa, and then a very good Vegas team. So, be an interesting game, especially on Wednesday with Vegas and that crossover. But yeah, Reno's still in good position. Figure they'd love to sweep, but two out of three might be enough this week. It's a team that certainly is talented, as I mentioned. I think number 10 in terms of overall class rankings, and I think it starts certainly with Charlton, that small forward who's off to a heck of a start this year. 28 points per game. He's had a heck of a week, Coach.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's been cruising. Yeah, it seems yeah, this team is always good. I know them very well. Those two centers are a nightmare to work with. I mean, basically both are starting to what any coach would love to have either of those guys at center, and he's got both at power forward and center with Moen and Tristan Gazzara. Defensive nightmares, rebound like nothing else. And they had to be able to pair that with Charleston, who's been shooting out of this world. And William Perry, who is a part of that 11-9 freshman class and looking at high school, quote, very good player at the point guard position. 4 assists, 4.3 assists, 1.8 steals, 20 points per game on a 56% true shot. He did have a little bit. He did run what look Trey Harlson, Harl, who is a very strong defender and passer a little bit, but he was NA last game. So I think coaches decided to run with the combo of Perry and Diplo, who are both scoring can score very well. And playing some matchup games there. So I think this team is just kind of getting started, which is, it's been very Charleston focused up to this point, but I think both William Perry and Diplo can both fire extremely well.
Yeah, we're going to score in the backcourt and on the wing and defend and rebound inside. And that's always a good way in this game to construct the teams.
For sure.
I'd expect pretty good things out of this crew this year. And probably at an insurmountable lead, probably still the early favorite in the pool, I would think.
I would agree. Moving on to the two we got here is the Yuma favorite deputy. Always one of my favorite names in this game. They like we said, are 1-2 minus 12 right now. What do you see here?
Excuse me. So yeah, coach, so they started up. They won their first pool game against Idaho Falls, played well. Actually gave Reno a pretty good game, as yeah, they lost in
definitely.
They hung with them pretty well, and then lost a crossover game to Inglewood. Also, so 1-2, and then you look ahead and close out Potts, then have the Occam Blooming, two names coaches know very well. They've been really strong programs, maybe not quite as strong just in the last year or two, but still solid, very good reputation. So it'll be really interesting to see what this team does this week with that schedule. And again, they've probably got a sweep to try to get in, and that'll be easier said than done.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, the Hot Springs game is gonna be a fun one. Yakima, of course, they're not as good as they have been in the past, and I know Yakima was not super thrilled with the freshmen, despite the Migs. But he's starting two of them, so must have made it work them out. Yeah, that Reno loss. I was just looking at the play-by-play. They had the lead for they were up by 8-10 at the 10-minute mark of the first, and then they were up at halftime too, and they were up by 1 going to the last 10, but then basically just ran out of gas, it looks like, as Reno then just scored after that. So definitely at least very good team.
Yeah, I like their backcourt. You know, Manns and Price last year are back. Terry Jr.'s on the backcourt. Definitely a couple of guys that can really score. They haven't maybe got off to as great of a scoring start as last year. I mean, those two put up a 5 a game. So plenty of firepower there. This team, and again, it'll be interesting. They've got this kind of an interesting schedule this week. Can they pull a sweep? If they do, they might have a shot to, or maybe depending on point spread, maybe if they play really well, get on these claws.
For sure. I could. Yeah, there's a cheese clause potentially, for sure. But they'll have to get to Hot Springs, who I'll touch on right now. Initial thoughts here.
Yeah, so Hot Springs, as you mentioned, also 1-2 minus 14. So again, not out of it, but still try to win the pool or get in by the cheese claws. So there they opened with Reno, hung tough, but lost by 13 there. Had a nice win over Idaho Falls, and then ran into a really good Clemson team that took care of business on Friday. If you look ahead, they've still got the game with Yuma coming up, and then Phoenix and Daytona are their two other crossovers. So that's a pretty tough week too. Now, if you look at that schedule, try to sweep all three of those might be a big task. But thing with Hot Springs, they have the unanimous number one recruiting class. All three of those guys, as you would expect, in the lineup. So this is one of those teams that, you know, they've been a perennial NTT team the last several years. They definitely have that strong freshman base to work with, and you know, all three of those guys are doing well and scoring and rebounding and playing defense like you would expect based on their rankings. So they're going to be a follow of how those freshmen develop and grow.
Yeah, rightfully so. Relying on those freshmen, basically those three are the heartbeat of this team. Junior Bozeman is just a freak, being undersized at center and still pulling down a lot of rebounds. Like, really? And Austin Smith, you know, dropping 20 at 62% true shot. And then the last, Edwin, who's probably slightly under small size for small forward, is still putting up 12. Not the most efficient, but he's, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's solid anyways, either way. But yeah, They've got a sweep, and it's interesting because I was looking at their next game, Phoenix. They have the 3-6 freshman class, who and are starting two of them at point guard and small forward. So kind of a duel of the top two. Probably, I'm gonna guess maybe the top two classes. I'm not sure if somebody else snuck in there, but definitely up there at least. But kind of the opposite for Phoenix in that they aren't scoring and they aren't scoring efficiently. So if their PR might be a little bit more, well, either their coach is still needing to figure some things out or their PR is held up pretty strongly by that their talent right now, as they've had a lot of good recruiting classes that maybe just haven't quite glued together. It'll be a fun matchup to see those top freshman classes go at each other, but
Absolutely.
based on that, Hot Speaks might run it and slide in here, and if they do, it's gonna be a team that a fun team of cheese claws.
Absolutely. So, yeah, one team left here to talk about. So let's get my computer to cooperate. Idaho Falls. So, Coach Stryker and the Potatoes. Let's talk about his group a little bit. So, yeah, they had an 0-3 start. Lost to Yuma and Hot Springs again, solid teams, and then your Fremont Mighty Tarzans put it on pretty good. So you, coach, you had a nice game on Friday against them. Next week, boy, Idaho Falls still pretty tough schedule. You got remaining game with Reno, and then you've got Daytona and Carbondale. Daytona is one of those legendary programs, and Carbondale a very good team. So Coach Stryker's got a tough schedule in front of him to finish out here, no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure. They've struggled a lot on the defensive front. That's kind of been their lacking point. They're letting up almost 87 points per game, and that isn't going to slow down when you play Reno, who is capable of scoring plenty. Daytona, who always is capable of scoring a lot, and a Carbondale team that I'm sure can also score, given the right. Yeah, I'm sure they can. Oh yeah, 19. Taylor Young and Black and Howard. Yeah, the scoring isn't going to stop for them. So they're going to be in shootouts, and you're going to win a few of those, but tough to win consistently if you're constantly in shootouts.
Yeah, and speaking of shootouts, let me just call attention to one guy on their team. Cameron Bradshaw had a heck of a week. Big 6'7" shooting guard, so big guy at that spot. But you drop 24 points a game on 65% true shooting. That's a heck of a week. So yeah, he and McGowan, kind of that sophomore guard court. They've got a really strong class there based on those two. They're going to be the ones offensively that are going to carry the load. I think the big question is there a third option that can join them? So far, that hasn't shown to be the case. And again, he's got a little bit of an undersized team that, the defensive metric that probably makes it a challenge at, 6'8" and 6'9" in the middle. So he's going to need a lot from that backcourt. They're very good. They can provide it. Anybody else that can help out is kind of what I see on his squad right now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's nice to see Bradshaw stepping up. It's at 24 points per game. He was at 15 last year. So clearly, well, a shift from small forward to shooting guard has really helped open him up. So
Yep.
good decision so far. But yeah, I guess, yeah, this group. Like you said, it's a lot closer than the last one. I'm
Yeah.
thinking, yeah, Reno will probably finish out. They'll have a fun game at against Las Vegas. My head wouldn't go either way, but at worst, you're 4-2, and they'll probably have enough plus to get in by the cheese. And then I like Hot Springs based on depending on how that Phoenix matchup goes.
Yeah, I think like I said, you look, the only trouble with Yuma and Hot Springs both is their better path to get in might be to win the group, just because they both are, when you're -12 and -14, you need to not only probably sweep, but you need to win pretty convincingly to
That's
get back
true.
to 20. So, can they, you got to win each game by 10 to 15 points, and
Yeah.
think way, or otherwise you got to hope Reno stumbles and you can win a tiebreaker with them. So it'll be interesting. This, like I said, this group looks a little bit more competitive than the first two we've looked for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Huh. It's always will be fun. But yeah, that'll close up the Vicky group we'll go with. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Our final group here in a little bit.
Yep. Bye, y'all.